This just shows how absurd we live in a surreal world. He doesn't come forward to say, let's the illegal siege, don't assassinate humanitarian aid workers in the middle of international waters. He goes to the president and the prime minister say, don't let this flotilla go. I think in a way he's probably like washing his hands, like, if we get attacked, he's probably gonna say, well, I told you not to go, you went, therefore look, you guys are all killed. I don't know, I mean, most of the time these people, they're more afraid of losing their jobs than doing a good job.